MFO Medford. We'll be right back. Ciao, faccio un problema.
WMFO on the town with Mikey D, Boston's premier local music program. You just heard Synthetic Fantasy from our good old pals at Telelectrics, that off of their album Embrace the Change. Before that, we heard from Jeb Bush Orchestra, which is the unofficial winner of my favorite band name of 2019. That's just great. So that was Jeb Bush Orchestra with 1980,000 from the album of the same name. Before that was the band Dennis, coming all the way from Lowell. That song was called New Mission. And then, of course, kicking off that block was The Big Lonesome with Silver Plate Stains. So, coming up in my next chunk of songs, we have a collaboration from Body English brainchild Clinton Deegan and Chapman stick virtuoso Tyler Kent, who is, of course, one half of the progressive Chapman stick bonanza GIF, along with Josh Goldberg. So Clinton Deegan and Tyler Kent put together this track for a charity compilation. Local musicians teamed up to be randomly paired with another musician to collaborate on a song over the course of a month. I was also a part of that compilation with a track with Rich Tabor. Anyway, the name of this compilation is We're In This Together. You can find that on bandcamp.com. We're In This Together.bandcamp.com. So, this track is called Hand on the Button, and it opens up the record. Really great stuff. Also coming up in my block is a track from Very Lumar's 2014 record Breaker. We got a quick little number from the Knockups. But kicking off this block, speaking of Bandcamp, you can head on over to bandcamp.com and look up the Cold Expectations, because you can purchase a new single from that group. This is that very single. It is called Can You Feel the Distance? Again, this is the Cold Expectations with a tune called Can You Feel the Distance? An apropos song title for this time period. You are tuned into On the Town with Mikey D. This is Patrick, 91.5 WMFO.
Can you feel the distance in these empty eyes? Can you tell a cigarette?
Set for one, dying like a sun, the day is done. Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to On the Town with Mikey D, Boston's premier local music program. This is Patrick here with your weekly concert report. And by concert, I of course mean live streams, because that's where we're at right now. Starting on Thursday, May 28th at 7 p.m., Hearing Room's Facebook page will be hosting a live stream of Mark Alio's Sing and Jam program. And then at 8 o'clock, Once's virtual venue will be hosting a live stream of Motel Black. And then at 9 o'clock, you can catch Sawtooth doing a DJ set live on Twitch. That will be at twitch.tv/IamSawtooth. On Friday, May 29th, At around noon, Boston venue The Channel Podcast will be presenting Channel Vision, the channel's 40th anniversary weekend virtual festival that will be streaming from their Facebook page. And then at 7:30 that evening, Once Virtual Venue will be presenting Ravi and the Houseplants live stream. And then at 8 o'clock, Sarah Borges presents Live from the Dining Room. She will be streaming that from her Facebook page. At 8 o'clock, Eastern Souvenirs will be hosting a live stream from their Facebook page. And then on Saturday, May 30th, at 4 in the afternoon, Natick Porch Fest will be live streaming a performance from Chris Wagner of Modern Day Idols. And then at 6, the Mike and Adam Duo will be hosting a live stream on their Facebook page. And then at 7:30, Salem Athenaeum will be presenting a live stream of the Sheffield Players, Musica Cordis, featuring the works of J.S. Bach, Gabriel Fauré, Hugo Wolf, Max Bruch, and Paul Hindemith. Also at 7:30, Scullers Jazz Club will be live streaming a performance from Carmen Lundy. And then at 10 o'clock, Creative North Shore will be streaming Sure Digital, a show hosted by Ms. Wigfall, featuring performances from Katrina Lovelace, Hibiscus, Sequoia, and more. And that live stream will, of course, be hosted by Creative North Shore's Facebook page. On Sunday, May 31st, at 5, Dennis Taylor will be hosting a live stream from his Facebook page, Dennis Taylor Music. At 7 o'clock, we got Back Porch Carousel presenting a benefit for Sally O'Brien's, featuring Dana Colley of Vapors of Morphine. That, of course, will be streaming on the Back Porch Carousel Facebook page. And then at 7:30, Once Virtual Venue will be presenting Kathy Valentine's All I Ever Wanted, a rock and roll memoir release event. And then at 8:30, you can catch a live stream from Devotion on Mark Panansky's Instagram or Andrea Gillis's personal Facebook page. And then on Wednesday, June 3rd, we got another virtual show from Once at around 8 o'clock. We got Eyewitness doing a record release show live stream from the Once Virtual Venue. Very cool, very cool. And then, of course, every Monday through Friday, Walter Sickert will be hosting Bunker Buds at 9 p.m. for the Mature Show. And then every Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. for kids. Rated L for Little Monsters. And that's all I got for this week. So thanks for tuning in. And be sure to catch local music whenever and wherever you can these days. We all need you. And be sure to tune in next week. And you will get a report from either Suze or me or someone. Until then, bye-bye.
WMFO Medford. And without any further ado, live from our Studio D archives from September 27th of the year 2000, we have a special, special live show from the Nines.
Good evening, all you listeners. We're the Nines. It's called a Can't Stop Thinking of You. Not too tight when the lights are all out. I can't sleep. No, I'm just tossing about. What can I do? I can't stop thinking of you. Wherever I go, I'm reminded of times we were alone. I was yours, you were mine. What can I do? I can't stop thinking. We have the Nines. That was an old tune by the Knickerbockers called One Track Mind. This next song we'd like to send out on the airwaves to our favorite local Boston band. And this is a song that we're covering off of their brand new record. A song by a band called Muck and the Myers. It's called If I Knew Then, Would I Know Now?
There are things I'd never tell. Cards I'd slip all wishing well. If I knew then what I know now. There are games I'd never play. And friends I'd slip all any day. If I knew then what I know now. If there was a way back. Change my mind. Well, maybe I would.
writing on the wall. Well, you are tuned to On the Town tonight. We have the Nines, your musical guests. Lynn's on the drums, Bob's on the bass, Evan's on the guitar. And we won't tell you who's talking. This one goes out to Joel, who's doing a fine job on the engineering tonight. And our buddy Alex, doing a fine job spinning the discs. It's called Gone, Gone, Gone.
Just feel
are the Nines. You're tuned to WMFO. And let me tell you, this next song goes out to a very special record label. We've put out a lot of the records that you're hearing tonight, including this one. It's Stanton Park Records, that is. Guys doing great, huh?
Yeah, baby.
I mean the guys here in the studio.
Oh.
We're the Nines. We're going to be coming at you at the Plowing Stars October 27th, which is a Friday night, with the Downbeat 5. I'm not sure they know that, but they're listening. Downbeat 5, you guys are playing with us. Woo! This is off our first CD. It was one that was called Hi-Fi Lo Mein. It's called The Way That We Used To.